It's 11:15 at KUTX. David Brown in for Jody Denberg on Eclectic Coast this Friday morning. So glad that you've chosen to spend some of your morning with us. The weekend is here and it's starting to feel good. We've got a room full of folks here in Studio 1A here to see Robert Ellis. Yeah. Well, Robert, welcome to Studio 1A, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, last time I saw you, you had longer hair, it seems like, no?
I did.
Well, we'll talk about the haircut in a couple of minutes. You going to play a couple of songs for us?
Sure, yeah.
What's this first one?
I'm going to play mostly new songs for you guys.
All right.
I'm working on a record right now, and this one's called Good Intentions.
Don't care how wrong it is, I've got good intentions, and I just can't hide it anymore. I made my decision. You pull that collar around my neck and you bring me to your whisper. You say the things I wanna hear. Don't do this to me, sister. Don't do this to me, sister. I don't care how wrong it is, I've got good intentions, and I just can't hide it anymore. I made my decision. You put your hand up my chest, and your eyes are filled with laughter. Your lips are wet, your hair's a mess, and I know just what you're after. I know just what you're after. Oh, I know just what you're after. You wanna play. Don't care how wrong it is, I've got good intentions, and I just can't hide it anymore. I made my decision. Oh, I've made my decision. Yes, I've made my decision.
Guys, thank you.
Robert Ellis. Performing live in Studio 1A, Robert Ellis on KUTX. Tonight he's going to be at the Stateside Theater with Emily Wolfe, another one of our favorites, Austin-based singer-songwriter. She's a terrific, terrific performer, and so is our guest, of course, here in Studio 1A, Robert Ellis. The last time I think I heard a new record from you, Robert, was 2011? Something like that?
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
It has, yeah.
Which is part of the reason I'm not playing any of those songs. You get kind of sick of them.
Yeah, yeah. I have read that you are a native Texan. Is that right?
From Houston, from south of Houston.
Yeah.
A little place called Lake Jackson.
When you were, yeah, little applause for Lake Jackson, yeah. It's like the David Letterman show. Someone says some obscure place and someone says, ew. Lake Jackson, Texas. Growing up in the shadow of Houston, a lot of country music?
Yeah, I mean, there's a fair amount. I mean, we're in Texas, so
sure,
it's kind of all pervasive.
But what about in the household? What sort of music did your parents listen to?
All kinds. My mother was a piano player, piano teacher, and so she listened to all kinds of stuff. I remember having like a Duke Ellington cassette tape when I was a little kid. And,
yeah.
But I also grew up around my grandparents, who took me to this one bluegrass festival out in Belleville every year. And my uncle is a guitar picker, too, and that's kind of, I think, where I got a love for bluegrass and country stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because a lot of people try to pin down the kind of music that you play. You've probably had to deal with this in the past. Are you country? Are you folk? Are you indie rock? That sort of thing. And I like the fact that you pretty much you do a good job of resisting that.
I'd like to. I mean, I feel like those. I mean, without sounding cheesy, those sort of boundaries that people want to put on music, or it affects the way you hear the music.
Right.
The kind of predetermined notion you have about it affects the way you listen to it. And I'd much rather people just kind of, you know, put whatever their experiences are into what I do rather than have somebody tell them what it's supposed to sound like.
But at the same time, you're clearly affected by the sounds that you grew up listening to. I mean, if you were from Brooklyn or something, chances are good you wouldn't have as good a steel player as you currently do right there. Would you introduce your
this
steel player?
This is my good friend Will Van Horn.
How y'all doing?
And it really does give your sound this terrific sort of haunting folk quality that I guess the only thing like it in American music is probably country, wouldn't you say?
I could see that. Yeah. I mean, that's a big part of who I am, so it definitely comes out.
Autobiographical storytelling off air, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Is it hard writing songs because you do, sort of do a lot of autobiographical stuff? I mean, it is a little hard to let yourself hang out there on the, in front of everybody.
It can be. I mean, I would say it's about half and half with my stuff. I try to not let on as to which ones are autobiographical because, again, I'd like people to just take what they want from it. But, I try to now purposefully do kind of writing exercises that take me out of that mindset and mm-hmm. force me to write from someone else's perspective. And, I'm a happily married man, and that last song was about infidelity, so...
we don't need any more details. You can stop right there. This next song is called TV Song, right?
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about how this one came about.
I watch a whole lot of television, and a couple of my favorite shows in the past few years have been just, I think TV is incredible. I think it's better than the movies now. And so I was just watching a ton of TV, sitting around the house, being kind of worthless, and I figured out how to write a song. Because that's what I do for a living. And so I sat down, and this is what came out. And again, it's not completely autobiographical, but maybe a little bit.
He's going to be at the Stateside Theater tonight with Emily Wolfe, and his name is Robert Ellis.
It takes no imagination, just a flick of the remote. Then I am on vacation in a life someone else wrote. Maybe I'm a millionaire. I travel over the world. I'm handsome and respected. I get all those pretty girls. So calm and mysterious, fighting for the greater good. People love and adore me from New York to Hollywood. Well, this may not be the healthiest I know, but I'm happiest when I exist through my favorite TV shows. I'm a gunfighter, I'm a bull rider, I'm the captain of some pirate ship at sea. For a couple hours I got superpowers. Oh my God, I love watching my TV. Oh yeah, oh my God, I love watching my TV. Draper, I wish my wife was less like you. It gets so hard to take her. She complains the whole day through. And when I get home from working, I just hate to hear speak, but we do spend time together at least 3 nights a week. We'll watch the one about the family with that great big old house, or the one with the detectives who always find the bad guys out, or the one about the lawyers who make sure that the right guy wins, or the couple that is still in love and needs never to pretend. Well, no matter what is going on at home, I can always get a smile or two when my favorite show comes on. I'm a gunfighter, I'm a bull rider, I'm the captain of some pirate ship at sea. For a couple hours I got superpowers. Oh my God, I love watching my TV. Company when no one else had time. I was a gunfighter, I was a bull rider, or the captain of some pirate ship at sea. For a couple hours I got superpowers. Oh my God, I love watching my TV. Oh yeah. Oh my God, I love watching my TV.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Man, that's some good stuff. You brought a tear to my eye when you talk about Walt Disney and having him as a companion there when nobody else had time. You know, I think a lot of parents might relate to that just a little bit. At the same time, there is so much good stuff on TV these days. I mentioned earlier that the last time you've had an album was 2011, and you got quite a nice write-up in, it was New York Times, I believe it was.
That's so long ago, I don't remember.
Yeah. And I believe at the time they said that you had decided to move to Nashville. Are you still in Nashville these days?
I am. I've been there since November this year. I lived out here for about a year. I lived in San Marcos with my wife. We lived out on 3 acres, and I really enjoyed it, but I'm on tour pretty much constantly. So as you can imagine, my wife gets pretty lonely out there in the woods.
Yeah. So what is it like being a musician in Nashville? Do you find yourself having to go to the studio all the time? Does it put a sort of a, I don't know, does it make it more of a professional activity than something where you can sort of take your own sweet time like you can out here, or what?
I mean, I'm barely there. I travel so much that, you know, but...
Just a place to live, really?
Yeah, it's just a nice place to live. There's good people and a lot of people that have common interests with me.
Yeah.
And I do really admire and respect the professional aspect of that town.
Sure.
Austin is definitely a music city, but I don't really think it has the business and infrastructure that Nashville has just from...
And how important is that to a singer-songwriter like you to be close to that stuff?
I love it. For writing, it's been really inspiring. I mean, I go out and see people that inspire me like crazy, like the Time Jumpers and all these just great writers. You can just, you know, pop into any bar or cafe and see somebody that's got just a killer song, you know?
Right. I have to ask you now, I said earlier, you got a haircut since the last time I saw you. So what made you, if no one's seen Robert Ellis's hair back in the day, it was, I mean, you had motorcycle rider hair, didn't you?
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely. Yeah.
So what made you decide to make the change?
I just got tired of looking like a dirtbag. You know, it's not a very respectable. You know,
TV watching, dirtbag, guitar playing.
Yeah. Again, that was another thing. We were talking about people's ideas about music.
Yeah.
I felt like having long hair in a way. I'm from Texas. I play country music. I mean, who does that remind you guys of? Long hair. If I had pigtails, maybe it would be.
Yeah, bandana.
I just got sick of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're looking great, and you're sounding fantastic, and I can't wait for the new album.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So this next song, tell me a little bit about it before we get started.
This one is a little bit more autobiographical. It's another brand new song. All these are going to be on the album. Hopefully it'll be done by the end of the summer. Maybe have a December release. I don't know. My record company would know. But
all right.
This is about growing up in the Bible Belt. It's called Sing Along. I could barely see over the pew. I was just a boy when they told me that lie, but Lord, it felt so true. And that's a hell of a thing to do to a kid, just to teach him right from wrong. You can burn in hell the rest of your days, or you can choose to sing along. Sing along. Sing along.
the long, sing along.
That's some good stuff. Robert Ellis, guitar, vocals, Will Van Horn on steel guitar. Did I get that right, Will?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, Will Van Horn on steel. Cliff Hargrove's our engineer back in Studio 1A here at KUTX. And you do not want to miss Robert Ellis with Emily Wolf. It's going to be opening for him at the Stateside Theater tonight. What time do you take the stage, you know?
I think the show starts at 8, maybe.
Okay, whenever they push you out there, is that the... Yeah.
Definitely, okay, yeah. They just wheel me up to the microphone.
Robert, those are terrific songs, and I can't wait for the new album either.
Thank you very much.
You got to tune to KUTX 98.9, home of the Austin Music Experience.